finally completed my list of New Year's resolutions for 2024. Last week, I gave you a sneak peek at item number one. In this episode, I'll bring you item number two, which is in the form of a confession. Why the confession? Maybe because it's good for the soul. I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. This is my 49th episode of the year. We've already crushed the previous record of 36 episodes set in 2022. And we still have one more to go for this year. I'm hoping to publish another 50 episodes for 2024. And I'm hoping to use my list of resolutions to drive the creative process. As I mentioned several times, the list of resolutions for 2024 will only be three items long, so I need to be efficient. Now, although I shared them with you last episode, I only elaborated on item number one. Today, I'll dive deeper into item number two. But just as a reminder, here are my three New Year's resolutions for 2024. Number one, work smarter, not necessarily harder. Item two, whenever possible, advocate for others. And item three, don't let perfection get in the way of progress. In the introduction to this episode, I told you that I needed to make a confession. For those of you who've known me for a while and can see through the facade, it should come as no surprise. But I still feel the need to get it off my chest. Keeping it to myself has stifled my creativity more than anything else. Here goes. Since I was in my teens, I considered myself a musician who was a better than average pianist. And my specialty was gospel music. But I can fake it at playing different genres. But the truth is that I was only half correct in my claim. While I was a better than average musician, when it comes to playing piano, I can barely play my way out of a paper bag. And the truth is that every time I sat down at the piano, I was faking it. How do I know that? By counting the number of times I bombed on stage. Now, my musicianship, which was actually better than average, prevented most of those flops from being noticed by members of the audience. But I knew, and it drove me crazy. That's because I thought I was stuck in a place where the only way to be involved with music was to be on stage. Success behind the scenes didn't seem like a viable option, at least not for me. It wasn't until I was almost 50 years old when I met my friend Pete that I realized that it was possible to fit a square peg into a square hole. He taught me that a person's ears are musical instruments, and that he used his ears as well as his business acumen to earn a very good living in an industry that he loves. Although he taught me that lesson around 15 years ago, I resisted putting it into practice until recently. In fact, as recently as this year, I included playing a musical instrument on my list of resolutions. Of course, I failed promptly and in spectacular fashion. Now, it wasn't until a few months ago when I noticed increased social media activity from the Philly Three that I found my new voice. These gifted jazz musicians are now reaping the rewards for their generosity to us during the COVID pandemic. What do I mean? Well, let's start from the top. Vocalist Macy Miller released her latest album titled Nine to glowing reviews. She sustained a busy schedule of live performance dates in the greater Philadelphia area and beyond. Guitarist Larry Tamanini was a featured artist at the prestigious Rocky Mountain Archtop Festival in Colorado. He's also gigging heavily, as well as enjoying a growing number of listeners and subscribers to his YouTube channel. And I'm probably proudest the most of my brother Mike on the release of his amazing album titled Enjoying the View, which takes me back to the music we grew up absorbing in our childhood neighborhood of East Harlem in New York City. Now, the old Ken would have been a little envious of their accomplishments without taking into consideration all the hard work along with God-given talent needed to bring their music to life. I probably would have tried to duplicate what they are doing with disastrous results. The new, saner version of Ken celebrates their accomplishments. He also knows what his true talents are and is willing to use this platform and his talents to amplify the great works of others. This Ken knows that he doesn't have to bring others down to lift himself up. For 2024, I hope to find other people out there in need of someone to trumpet their praises. And it doesn't have to be in music, but that's the area I can speak to with the greatest level of comfort. There you have it. Resolution number 2 for 2024 is now stated and set in stone. Next week, I'll publish a year-end podcast episode on Wednesday, December 27th, followed by a year-end blog post on Friday, December 29th. We're nearly at the end of another productive year, and I'd like to express to you my heartfelt gratitude for all your support this year. Every time you listen, like, and share one of my episodes, you're advocating for me. Now, I have a favor to ask of you. Please keep doing that so I can continue to advocate for you. Today's quote is from Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Until next time, this is Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's muchmore2say.weebly.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our brand new blog where you will find audio, video posts, essays, and the latest news and notes.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.